You're with 603. Dr. Sarah Jane Payne is from Aituhoe and heads Growing Up in New Zealand, a longitudinal study that we've spoken about many times over the 12, 13 years that it's been going. Recent research shows that most 12-year-olds live in food-secure households. That's 83%, which is good news. But there are children who are experiencing food insecurity. And Sarah Jane, thank you for joining us on the show once again.
Morena, Dale.
It's a very revealing study, and you know, we marvel at the sort of data you've been able to collect. You're doing better than the stats department with the census, by the sound of things, Sarah Jane.
Kia ora, Dale. Thanks for that. Yeah.
Okay, then I'll sit with those funding this. Righto. So food security, insecurity, rising costs, rising mortgage rates, tough times in the rental sector, housing market. I mean, it almost feels like a perfect storm if we want to have kids who don't have enough kai. What's your read through the data you've collected over the years?
Yeah, kia ora, Dale. Yeah, that's a really important contribution. I think that growing up in New Zealand, and let's remember, growing up in New Zealand is really the contribution of whānau growing up in New Zealand. So these whānau are helping us provide data and information for government to start thinking about what are we going to do to support rangatahi, to support 12-year-olds, to support their families, to live their best lives, to have access to safe and secure food, to have access to safe and secure housing. And that has been some of the work that we've just published earlier this week, these issues around food insecurity and housing and homelessness.
So we're talking about food. The study looks at many aspects of life, from study, sibling relationships, losses, etc., housing, state of housing. We know that we're at this stage because you and I have spoken fairly recently about it. The issue regarding homelessness, for instance, and the transitional nature of many families, or the transient nature of them regarding housing. What are some of the issues that you can share with us today to glean about the realities many are facing at the moment, Sarah Jane?
Kia ora. Yeah, so some of the important insights we're seeing now around housing and homelessness for 12-year-olds here in Aotearoa are really interesting. So one of the big messages that we're talking about right now, and as you say, it is a really sort of perfect storm of an inequity and a disadvantage being experienced by families. But what we're seeing is that moving home is now the norm for young people and for their families in Aotearoa. So we have about 30% of young people in the study who are in what we describe as stable patterns. So they're not really experiencing a lot of moves, and I'm talking household moves, moving into different homes over their lifetime. And one of the main reasons why you might experience stable housing is if your household actually owns the home. But we know that also there's about 20% of 12-year-olds who are experiencing more and more moves over time, moving multiple times. Every time we go and interview these families, so we spoke to the young people and interviewed them and their mums when they were 8, and then we also interviewed them really recently in 2021-22 when the young people were 12. So moving is really common, and one of the main factors that increases your chances of moving and experiencing more and more moves over your lifetime as a young person is your access to other resources, so things like having access to income, having changes to your rental, so your tenancy ends or your landlord sells your rental property. They are some of the main reasons why young people are experiencing all of these moves in the first 12 years of life. We do also see that sometimes when young people move, they move into an improved environment, so that the home might be a bit of quality, or their family or household has wanted to move to a different neighbourhood. So that's really good to see, but that is not the main pattern and experience of moving. And we've talked before, Dale, about how these patterns of moving, of disadvantage, of hardship, of food insecurity are a increasingly common experience for whānau Māori, for rangatahi Māori, and for our Pacific relations, for Pacific young people and their families too. So I'm really concerned about those patterns of inequity we're seeing.
Well, it's quite revealing, isn't it? And often there are surveys taken out in general society, but here we get a glimpse of the realities for many of ours who are still growing up in our country. How long is this study likely to be, and how useful has it been to identify some of the social challenges and, of course, for us, some of the challenges our whānau Māori face? Valuable data, even though seemingly from the perspective of younger people?
Yeah, so when the study was first started back in 2009, 2010, the intention was to follow these young people in their whānau from before birth. So we interviewed their mums while they were hapū, and we wanted to be able to follow them until those young people were 21 years of age, and that's because we know that these early years, these early times in our lives are really fundamental for lifelong flourishing, for lifelong hauora and oranga and well-being for young people and their families. So that has really been the intention, and so what the study has done is we've collected a lot of information at key points in the lifetime for these young people, when they were born, in the early months of their lives, when they were sort of that kōhanga preschool age, once they went to school, and now we're in this period of entering adolescence, which I think is really critical, and I'm really hopeful that we'll be able to continue doing this important mahi, because we know that adolescence is critical time for development, not just healthy brain development, healthy physical development, healthy mental well-being and development, but also the social development. These young people are starting to be a bit more independent. Maybe their family is sort of giving them a little bit more autonomy and letting them experience a few more things as they develop their confidence as a young person. And so, you know, some of the hardships we're talking about, Dale, the reason I'm concerned is that they are destabilising those important foundations that we know are critical for lifelong well-being. So if we can't sort out what's happening for young people, and I want to remember this is not the fault of young people, this is not the fault of whānau or their households and communities. These are baked-in inequities that we are observing in all sorts of data sets. We need to sort this out early in a young person's life so we're supporting their flourishing futures.
Great catching up with you again, sister. Thanks so much for your time, Sarah Jane, and all the best with the study. Very revealing and very important perspectives that our young people are throwing out into the middle for us all to act on. Dr. Sarah Jane Payne heads the Growing Up in New Zealand study. Thank you, Sarah Jane. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.